Millwall, and he's now the manager of Millwall. Obviously, love computer games. My first console was the N64, and I used to love playing Crash Bandicoot. While I love computer games, I never thought I could play them as a job. My dad was a banker, so I think people thought I would follow in his footsteps. But to be honest, I really wanted to become an architect at one point, and would spend hours designing houses and just drawing them on bits of pads of paper, along with boats and cars as well. I attended a school called Bexley Grammar School, and while the school was really nice, I would advise anyone to stay clear of the area as you're likely to get robbed or chased. It's not the best sometimes. I started to do quite well in school, with my best at doing business studies and my worst being chemistry and Latin. Probably could have done a lot better if I had applied myself more and not got lazy and not gone to YouTube. I always tend to have a lot of friends. I was easygoing and would float between groups. Looking back, I was like a typical in-betweener. In fact, this is how I met Toby. So even though he wasn't in my class, I was friends with some of his friends. However, in 2006, while I was still in school, I discovered YouTube, and that's when everything started to change. I quickly set up an account, but I only started posting videos in 2008 after I started filming my Call of Duty sessions for tournaments that I was playing in to prove my score. So people would like dispute against you for some reason, say like, oh yeah, I actually won when they didn't win. So you had to prove it. Soon after, I realised it would be cool for people to see the videos on YouTube. No one was really doing this at the time, so my channel quickly became popular with gamers, especially when I started posting videos on Modern Warfare 2. By July 2010, I had over 61,000 subscribers after I uploaded my most popular video of all time, MW2 Final Kill Cam episode 100. I went to Ravensbourne University to study digital film production. I wanted to be a music video director at this stage, and my YouTube channel really began to take off whilst I was at university. By my second year, I realised I wanted to do YouTube full-time, and I finished my degree anyway, just in case I needed a backup option. Although I qualified for 2-1, there was never any question that I was going to do anything but YouTube. My dad was initially wary of the whole thing, as I think he thought it was a scam, but soon after he realised I could really do YouTube as a job. JD was also doing really well on YouTube at the time, so we used to Skype regularly. Me and Toby eventually met up with him at a YouTuber's outing at Alton Towers in 2012. I suppose that was the beginning of the Sidemen, as after that meeting, Simon, Vic, Ethan and Harry soon joined us, and the rest, they say, is history. My schoolwork experience, my mum knew someone who worked at Sky Sports editing the shows. I managed to get into studio in Isleworth for 2 weeks. It was pretty cool, but I didn't meet anyone famous. I also did another stint of work experience at a bank in a city with my dad for a few weeks. I think he was trying to get me into banking. Sadly, I didn't really like it and went to a job more creative opposed to being sat behind a desk. Sorry, Dad.
Although you still sit behind a desk all day.
That's true. But it's at least creative opposed to just typing in numbers. So my interests are gaming, YouTube, football, holidays in the Caribbean, and of course, Nando's. Mm-hmm. I was asked to lay down some skills. So the skills I put are ability to trick shot in shooting games. I'm lethal for sniper, and that isn't a game, just so you know. I've got a Formula One level standard of driving, and I have the best defence in FIFA.
You have an annoying defence in FIFA, that's what you have.
The best defence, so you know it's good.
Bazinga's profile. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy Bazinga. Here's some of the crazy stuff I've got up to. I was born on the 20th of June 1995, just a stone's throw away from Upton Park, the stadium where my favourite team, West Ham United, play. Not any longer, they're in the Olympic Stadium. Back in the day, my dad's mate knew our old striker, Bobby Zamora, and he used to get us some tickets. While Bobby was a ledge, my heroes growing up were the Hammers' legend Paulo Di Canio and Carlos Tevez. My parents got divorced when I was quite young, so my mum, Ruth, she brought me up on her own. As you've seen from a few of my FIFA pack videos, she is a right old barrel of laughs. She's like my best mate and I definitely get my laugh from her. Poor mum, when I was really small, I accidentally tipped hot water from the kettle over my arm. I needed a skin graft, which really hurt, but it wasn't her fault at all. She still beats herself up about it, but she shouldn't because she's an absolute star. When I started making some money, the first thing I did was buy a car for her. She's a mobile hairdresser, so she needs it. She really needed it. And I needed her to be able to drive back and forth from me when I moved out when my barnet was getting a bit long. My old stomping ground, Romford's finest educational establishment, Marshall's Park. It wasn't too bad looking back. I was a right little bugger though. Once a week, I got suspensions for having a fight. It was decent though, as I spent my whole time playing games. I remember always having to sneak out at lunchtime to go to the chip shop. The teachers would be on patrol though, but nothing was getting in the way of me getting the battered sausage. Probably the most embarrassed I've ever been was on a non-uniform day. When the teacher left the room, I stood up on the desk to try and write on the whiteboard and my trousers fell down to my ankles. Everyone was pointing and laughing. I had an absolute nightmare. Now I always make sure to wear a belt. Other than being a YouTuber, I've never actually had a proper job. I know I'm lucky and I really don't know what else I would be doing. I suppose the only job I've ever had before that was knocking on people's doors and asking if they wanted me to clean their car. They obviously didn't like the look of me as I barely made enough for a McDonald's Happy Meal. If YouTube starts working out, don't be surprised if I knock on your door with a bucket of water and sponge. I swear I'm SpongeBob's biggest fan. I think I've seen every single one of his cartoons. And as I'm reading this, I'm wearing some SpongeBob socks. The other guys laugh at my SpongeBob t-shirt, but that's cool.